All right, 744, 16 till 8. Drew Brees is going to be a special guest today from 5:30 to 6 on Sports Talk. They'll get Drew's take on Saints football, quarterback battle, head coach Kellen Moore, and the team's new strategy, plus, of course, NOLA Pickle Fest, which is Drew's annual pickleball tournament. Steve Geller, our sports director, joins us now, who, as we said earlier, is going to be at the Treasure Chest this evening from 4 till 7. How you doing, Steve?
Doing great, Tommy. Like you mentioned, Treasure Chest back there this year with Mike Dettillier, and having a great show to start things out. You mentioned Drew Brees, Deuce McAllister, Tulane football coach John Summerall joining us. Also, Tim Brando, Fox Sports commentator. So, hell of a lineup for the week one, well, day one start at Treasure Chest. And we got preseason games starting this evening. Mm-hmm. So, the next 4 days, we've got football action. Hallelujah.
Just be careful with Mike. I asked him for a piece of gum. Come to find out it wasn't juicy fruit. Anyway, let's talk about the quarterback situation, because here's my thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how you go about determining a starter, because I was talking to Deuce about this the other day, because you want to give the guy a chance with the number ones, but then a lot of playing quarterback is about what kind of looks you're seeing, and you're not going to see a lot of different looks when it comes to preseason from the opposing defense. So, man, how hard is it going to be for Kellen Moore to pick a starter here?
No, you're right there. You know, preseason offenses and defenses are going to be very vanilla. Hopefully, though, you're going to be running the basics out there, and we'll see how that interaction is between. I think it's safe to say Spencer Rattler or Tyler Shuck is going to be your starter. Jake Haener definitely seems more as a backup kind of role. He's been good at camp, but if you just take note of all the reps he's been getting, he's mostly been getting third team or second team reps, not really rolling with the ones as much. So Spencer definitely has the edge to me, which has looked better at training camp so far. We'll see what happens now in game action. But as you mentioned, that fact of, you're not going to see, all these different, this offensive genius mind that we hear of Coach Kellen Moore is not going to be on display against the Chargers. And I'm curious to see how much of the starting offensive line gets run in this game as well. I don't know if Eric McCoy, your starting center, is going to play, but I would imagine probably the other guys, because, you're adjusting to a rookie on the offensive line and Banks. Trevor Penning switching to guard, and Fuaga is moving back to right tackle after playing left tackle last year. So that's curious to me. And the running back, there's a lot of questions with this squad for sure. But just want to see a cohesive unit out there. Who's got the best command of this offense? And definitely not turning the football over is going to be key as well for the QB competition.
Yeah, because you think you know who your guy is, but then when the other defense starts throwing all of these looks at him, maybe you don't have your guy. Maybe what made sense in preseason doesn't make sense during the regular season, right?
No, and what we've seen at training camp so far, this Saints defense, I hope, looks good against the Chargers, because they have been causing a ton of pressure and problems for whoever's at quarterback. You see a guy scrambling around a lot, being forced to throw off their marks. And that's something that last year with the defensive unit, at least, that the run stopping was a huge question, and has been able to quell the black and gold run game so far. So interested to see how things translate. Is it just that the defense has been, this big turnaround with Brandon Staley, now the defensive coordinator, or are we in big trouble on offense this year? We shall see.
When it comes to stopping a run, how likely are we to see Devon Godshaw in preseason?
I think you'll see a little bit, definitely, maybe one or two series. He's a proven guy that's been around in the NFL. That, to me, Tommy, has been one of the biggest additions for this Saints team, and he's a big dude, too. Mm-hmm. So that presence in the middle as this big space eater was something that was not prevalent last year. Between Colin Saunders and Shepard, the run defense up the gut was just so weak. And, you averaged giving up, I think it was 4.9 yards a carry, second worst in the NFL. You're not going to cut it. You're killing your team that way. So shoring up that run defense definitely was one of the prime focuses for me going into this year. And the Chargers have a heck of a running back stable So we'll see how they stand up against that. But they've been doing their job against Alvin Kamara and co. So we're hopeful going into this matchup.
Yeah, you're not the first guy to talk about how big Dave Ngakoue is, and you're not a small man. You're a big guy, and that's it's a locker room full of giants. But yet, even among that locker room full of giants, he stands out.
Oh, for sure, just a massive, not just tall, but also wide, you know, a wide body.
Yeah.
And the players, a lot of them have just talked about this guy's strength and how, you know, much he's able to move the person in front of him. I think it was one of the, like I said, one of the most key additions that this Saints squad got this year, considering how lacking they were in that department we saw last season.
6'3", 311, and he ain't fat.
Right. That's some prime beef right there, you could say.
That's the best way to put it, I think. 6'3", 311, and there's not a lot of fat on him, so that's a big man. 7:50, we'll pick it up here. We come back 10 till 8, talking to Steve Geller, sports director. There'll be a treasure chest tonight starting at 4 o'clock. Right now, traffic, WWL. 7:56, 4 till 8, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to sports director Steve Geller about the Saints taking on the Chargers Sunday. Of course, we got all the action for you here. Pre-game coverage starts at 11 o'clock. I was just looking at some video of Davon Ngakoue trying a field goal and not doing too well in many. But let me tell you something, and I know Buddy D is in heaven calling me a squirrel right now, but having done it, kicking the football straight on is not that hard to do, and these are extremely talented athletes. So I often thought it would be best to just get one of these extremely talented athletes in case the kicker gets hurt, because you never know. And just let him, you know, be able to kick a 35-yard field goal. It wouldn't be that, because these are athletes. You understand what I'm saying, Steve? These guys have superb hand-eye coordination.
Man, like you mentioned, he's done it before, and the fact that you never know. So, you know, yeah. God forbid, you know, we don't want to see anything happen to Groupie, but just in case, who knows, you might see Godchild coming in for an extra point.
And even the straight-on thing as opposed to the soccer style, I know that sounds old school, but it is not that difficult. And I always thought, just in case, why don't you have a backup, just in case? What can it hurt? Let's talk about backfield, Saints defensive backfield. What have you been seeing?
Yeah, the secondary is going to be interesting to watch. The cornerback group, Alante Taylor, we know is the alpha dog of this group now. No more Marshawn Lattimore, mm-hmm. Paulson Adebo in the group. And he seems to be, I would say, adjusting to Brandon Staley's scheme. He wants to be in that star role.
Why the hesitation?
Well, because the one thing that I would say has been a negative for Alante, we've seen two or three balls hit his hands and they've been dropped. And those interceptions are so key, just because you can sway the game and the momentum of things. And we know the Saints are considered, you know, one of the lower teams in the NFL, and those kind of plays could help sway a game and give you a victory. Alante just want to see more sure hands. The drops that have been sure interceptions are a concern right now. Other than that, I think he's played great. You look at the safety group, which I didn't think was going to be such a strength going into mm-hmm. this year, especially when you see Tyrann Mathieu retires and you're like, uh-oh. Mm-hmm. But with Justin Reed, who was signed in free agency, and this addition of Julian Blackmon, those two kind of remind me of old school Alvin Kamara and Mark Ingram as far as how they're gelling with one another. Mm-hmm. Very playful, a lot of fun, and hoping that translates onto the field. That's a group that has experience in the NFL. And like I said, I thought safety was a concern, and I'm not so worried about that now going into the year. I do think the corner group, though, there's some questions behind Alante Taylor. Kool-Aid McKinstry has been wonderful. We'll see what he ends up doing in the preseason, if he can carry his hot start. He's been a guy that has been picking the ball off. And then the rookie in Quincy Riley, can he be that third guy, or does this team kind of need to scour the waiver wire once other teams release players to add another corner? I do think they still need another veteran body back there.
So going in, the starting corners would be Kool-Aid and Alante Taylor?
Yeah, right now that's a question, because Alante is your slot guy. So on the outside, it's feeling like Kool-Aid and Quincy.
Mm. When so much of that is, like you talk about Kellen Moore, Brandon Staley, a new defense, you don't want to get confused. You don't want to get confused. That's when trouble happens. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate it. Have a good time at Treasure Chest this afternoon.
Will do. Thanks, Tommy.
We'll be listening. Steve Geller, WWL Sports Director. We'll take a break, come back, talk to Alex Hammerstone, Director of Advisory Solutions for Trusted Sec. Another day, another data breach. New app was hacked, and a lot of personal information was leaked. It's the T app, and we'll talk about it when we come back on WWL.